Good morning, dear colleagues, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished delegates, please take a seat. The meeting is called to order. Dear colleagues, this morning we will discuss the draft factual summary of the second session of the preparatory committee. I have produced this draft factual summary in accordance with the mandate on, I quote, improving the effectiveness of the strengthened review process for the treaty, unquote, which was agreed at the 2000 NPT review conference. That mandate states as follows, I quote, the consideration of the issues at each session of the preparatory committee should be factually summarized and its results transmitted in a report to the next session for further discussion. As such, the draft factual summary is based on the statements made during the general debate, the clusters, and the specific issues, and the documentation submitted to this session. As you are all well aware, the Secretariat circulated the draft factual summary bearing the symbol NPT/CONF2026-PC2-SRP2 on Wednesday evening. As the Palais was closed yesterday due to the national holiday, I instead convened consultations with each of the regional groups with a view to hearing the reactions of as many states parties as possible. I am very grateful to all of you for your availing yourselves during the holiday yesterday and for sending in your written inputs through the regional coordinators and directly from the individual delegations also. Given the condensed meeting schedule for the PrepComp and strongly aided by your swift review of the initial draft and submission of written comments, I felt that I was in a position to circulate a revised version of the draft factual summary. The revised draft factual summary, which bears the symbol NPT-CONF2026-PC2-CRP2-REF-1, was circulated early this morning. A limited number of hard copies are available in the back of the conference room. The revised version of the draft factual summary reflects my best efforts to put forward a compromise text that takes into account the views and concerns of as many delegations as possible. The length and structure of the document is a necessary outcome of state parties' request to ensure that all views were taken into account. I now invite delegations to share their views on the revised draft factual summary. If you wish to take the floor, please raise your nameplates, and please try to be as concise as possible, as I believe we will be having quite a number of those who want to speak. So first I see Indonesia to speak on behalf of NAM. You have the floor, Ambassador.